All right, in episode one, I have my good friend Gabe on. We talk about relationships, we talk about music, and a bunch of other random things. It might sound a little bit choppy. We're still figuring out the audio, but hope you enjoy.
That's kind of a piece of shit.
Yeah, real like that. I thought it was that like it constantly goes.
No, it's a three round.
Well, you should have told me that when I chose it.
It says right there, auto burst.
I don't know what that means.
You just pull the trigger and shoot.
Pull the trigger. You got to keep pulling the trigger.
Point, aim, and shoot, Tian.
I am.
And we believe in you. Ah, she got one. Oh, she got a KIA, dude.
Oh, nice.
Oh, dude. Kind of rhymes with CIA.
Oh, my God. Black Ops 3? Can't get enough.
Do you even play Black Ops 3?
No, I stopped playing Call of Duty years ago.
Yeah, Modern Warfare 3 was my last one.
I think that was probably my last one, too. I wanted to get the Call of Duty 4 remastered, but not for $80 just to play in the new Call of Duty.
Yeah, it's like you got to buy the shitty Call of Duty to get the good Call of Duty.
Is it worth it, though? I don't know.
No, it's not. Just you buy the remastered by itself nowadays.
Bro, I don't even think you can 360 no-scope across the map, all right? Don't even talk to me.
Remember Modern Warfare 2?
Oh, was that the one with Rust?
Yes.
Bro, no-scope me at Rust, dude.
Dude, no scopes at Rust, all right?
My biggest thing was I could never, like, handle the sensitivity of having it so high. I would just, like, spin in circles.
I remember Espina, whenever he came over, he used to, like, turn up the sensitivity really high. Whenever I got the control deck, what the fuck?
That kid would play Call of Duty for, like, days. I'm pretty sure he had, like, months racked up on that game.
Yeah, you did.
That's crazy how much time people spend playing that. Like, if you think about it, how much time do you think you've spent playing Xbox in your life?
Me? Probably.
Yeah.
As much time as Rob has spent playing Modern Warfare 2, I've spent in total on Xbox.
So, like, 6 total months of your life you've spent playing Xbox?
Probably. Around there.
Yeah. Honestly, like, over the years, I think it's probably more.
Yeah, I mean, there's really anything good out besides Grand Theft Auto, you know?
Fortnite.
I'm not playing fucking Fortnite. You can keep them in. They ain't gonna fucking happen.
Gabe, I'm telling you, it's totally worth it. You'd love it.
I take your word for it. I see everyone, like, getting into it, and everyone's like, oh my God, it's so addicted, and I can't handle that kind of addiction in my life, so.
Understandable. I guess you're right. But it does help with your, you know, on the spot thinking, you know, kind of gets the juices flowing in your mind. You got to be, you know, oh, who's coming where?
So does Civilization, but I don't try to get you to play that.
Fair enough, I guess. You didn't have to take it that far, but it's okay.
I mean, you ever play those, like, strategy games? Like Civilization or Crusader Kings?
I tried to play Command and Conquer on my computer once, and I got confused.
You got confused?
Yeah, I spent $20 and I played it twice.
Which Command and Conquer was it?
I don't know. I just bought it off the Apple the App Store on my computer.
That works.
Yeah, but yeah. All right, well, since I got a couple here, and one of the topics of this podcast is relationships.
Hello?
Hello.
All right, so you were saying, I'm sorry. I said
since I have a couple here, and one of the topics of this podcast is relationships.
Oh, God.
How do you think dating has changed in the modern times?
Dating has become almost non-existent in modern times. It's hookup culture now.
What'd you say? What culture?
It's just hookup culture. There is no dating.
True.
Not in my world.
Yeah, even Tiana is saying that.
What was your guy's first date?
It was, I'll tell this.
We she came over to my house to play with my puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And so after playing with the puppy for
it already sounds like you're winning on the first date.
Yep. Damn right. That dog got me Tiana. I love her for it. And so after playing with the puppy for about 3 minutes and making out for about 10.
We made it official. 13 yeah. minutes later.
Yep. And we went upstairs and we watched a movie. It was Sausage Party.
Fantastic movie.
Great first date movie.
I'm all juiced up.
First date movie.
You love it now.
Have you ever seen the Emoji Movie?
No.
Highly recommend.
As a
quick side note, highly recommend.
I'll take your word for it. It's another one. I'll take your word for it.
Gosh. Got to start getting out there, Gabe.
Start getting out there.
You know what? You took the leap of faith and you're on the podcast. So, you know, I can't push it too far too quick.
Okay. Got a point. But no, yeah, we watched Sausage Party, then we went to Ted's, and...
Ted's.
Yeah, Tiana didn't want me to buy her a small fry, but I did anyway.
You ended up eating half of them.
Well, because you weren't eating them. And, yeah, we went to Glen Falls after that.
How long did you guys work? Oh, so you worked together, and then you started dating, right?
Yeah.
How long did you guys work together?
About a year.
Is it weird to date and work together?
Not really. It's just, you know, someone else, someone to talk to.
Do you guys usually work the same shifts?
Generally.
Hmm. So, do you ever bring your work home with you? You know, it's like, hypothetically, if Tiana wasn't shaking enough salt on the fries, you know, you crucify her later after. You know, you gotta, you know, the lounge is a very serious job. I understand that.
Yeah, so serious.
So, you know, you don't bring work home with you?
No, I never bring work home with me.
I do miss you bringing work home for me, though.
Oh, yeah. I bet you miss all the crispy chickens and the burgers. And...
the crispy chickens, and I was talking to someone the other day, and they reminded me how you brought me the mac and cheese fries.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Who were you talking to about that?
Chris Titty.
Even Tiana called it. You gonna keep texting her, bud?
No, it's not the point.
I heard about that. Really? Really? Moving back and you text her?
We'll get to the point of dogs on first dates. Clearly a winner.
Yeah, no, dogs on first dates, especially puppies, clearly a win.
So pretty much on a first date, you should just buy the girl a dog and then...
You didn't buy me a dog.
No, goddamn it, Phil.
I've been asking him for a dog for like the longest of time.
When we live together, we'll discuss it.
Get a cat first.
Ugh, no, cats. Fuck that.
Yeah, you saw how well that worked out with Rob's cat, Binks.
Oh my god, Binks, I want to fucking strangle that cat.
If you could put the devil in a cat, it would be that cat.
No, that cat would be scared of Binks.
God, I hate that cat.
Yo, that cat fucking sucks.
All right, so yeah,
relationship, huh? Speaking of relationships,
speaking.
He says he have a small dick.
Well, that was just crass.
What do you want from me? And you know, Pinaro is trying to get at her.
Who?
Chris.
Oh, yeah. We're just catching up, Gabe. Nothing wrong with two. Nothing wrong with two pals saying hello.
Pals.
Hi, that's so great.
Tiana wants to know what's so great about her.
What's so great about Gabe?
What's so great about me?
Oh, says the person that cannot live without Gabe.
I've known Gabe way longer than you have, Miss Tiana, okay?
Hello.
Hello.
Take five. Yeah, don't take touch five. Anything.
It's always the magic number.
All right.
All right.
So
so I let's just, you know, start this from the beginning. Okay. You know, we'll try the topic generator and then we'll go from there.
All right.
All right. So question one of the random topic generator. Do you believe in a higher being?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
All right. What would be your definition for a higher being?
Something that is so maleficent and beyond our rationale and comprehension as human beings that we as human beings cannot explain or even begin to perceive what it actually is.
Okay. Which, I mean, yeah, that, yeah, I completely agree with that. What do you use that for? That's not the right way to say it, but like, how do you go about believing or like feeling a higher being or like an energy presence, sort of say? Like, what do you do with that in your day-to-day activities or like how you live your life?
I just feel like the existence of a higher being kind of gives things meaning, kind of gives it more of I'm here for a certain reason than it is.
Now, higher being doesn't just mean God.
No,
for you, right? That,
no,
but it can for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But even then, it just kind of makes you feel like, you know, you're not alone or that.
Yeah.
Like it's not all empty and random and vacuous. It stands for something.
I don't know if it's a higher being or, you know, how some people just say like let the universe take control, which I guess would be the same sort of thing. But it kind of goes along with like karma, as everything just kind of happens for a reason. And I think everything just falls into place. And, you know, everything you do doesn't necessarily have to have a meaning behind it or why it happened. But
yeah,
everything was meant to happen how it happened.
Well, then wouldn't it by definition have meaning if it happened for a reason?
Yeah, but you don't have to like dive super in depth. It's like, why did I have to take that turn and miss, you know, an accident just happened up there? The accident was going to happen regardless if you took a turn or not. But there was no, you know, there was no explanation into why you didn't have to do something. You know what I mean? You don't have to dive so deep into it and then put yourself into that sort of state of like just constantly questioning everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see how that happens. But let me ask you a question. Do you think that we truly have free will, or everything we've already done we're destined to do?
I don't know, because if you can like ponder over something for days and days and months of like what the right decision would be. And I just think it has to do with, it would go back to free will, because everyone has their own mind state of where they're at that time and why they did something. And it just kind of goes back into, you got to, you know, kind of just go with your gut feeling on everything.
Right.
And just like, well, what if I did this and then this would turn out and then that happens? You know, me, you just got to fucking send it. You
just gotta send it.
But yeah, I think we all have the choice to make our own, or we all have the free will to make our own choice. And I think that how that question stems is, if something doesn't turn out how you wanted it to, you kind of use that as like, you know, everything was supposed to be like that, not just, oh, I made the wrong decision. If that, you know, if you kind of get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, the only way people learn is through mistake.
Exactly. And I think life is just one big trial and error, and you're never going to get it down.
Yeah.
You're never going to have the answer. Which kind of like brings me to another thing that I've been kind of mentally working on, is just like learning to love everything more. And I've been listening to this one podcaster, his name's JT Barnett.
Yeah.
And just kind of like bringing your mentality back to like a childhood state of just learning to love everything and be excited about everything and
Well, there's there's a limit to that. Like, oh my God, nuclear war. Oh yes.
Well, yeah, but like,
I mean,
you go throughout your day, and it's just like, if you got to go to work, there's no point in being pissed off because you have to go to work. It's like, I got to wake up today. That's a beautiful thing. You know, I get to go and use my body to make money for myself, to go and do this. It's a beautiful thing. You know?
I didn't realize corporate America was... Take fucking six.
On the podcast. Hello? More times than anyone I could imagine.
Yeah, really.
Alrighty, we have
you heard me?
I heard you.
You heard? No, we don't have seven episodes. We just have seven shitty segments. I have to somehow figure out piece together, but it's okay. We're gonna, you know, we're gonna keep working at it, and we'll make it crystal clear, perfect.
Yeah, this is gonna be our like fame, our claim to fame. You're gonna hit them from behind, sweetheart.
Honestly, I thought it was gonna be like streaming, you know, our GTA Live, and you know, we'll just make millions off of that. But clearly, we can't even get that to work either. So,
well,
this is our best bet, I guess.
Have we tried to do the GTA streaming?
We have not tried to stream on GTA yet. I think that would be pretty fun as well. But you know, let's just try to get episode one done at least.
Yeah. Excuse me, sorry.
Oh, geez, you just wake up from a nap or something?
Yeah,
it's only
hey, oh,
it's what, 4:23 on the East Coast?
Exactly, 4:23.
4:24 now, actually, to be exact.
Go fuck yourself. I live out here. I can see the time.
You want a fun fact? Is when I flew back from New York back to California, it was the day right before my birthday, and we were somewhere flying on the East Coast. And it turned midnight on the plane. And for like a good a minute and a half, I was 21. Yeah. And then we went into like the central time zone and I turned back to 20.
You should have gotten a drink real quick. Like, hey, it's midnight.
Dude, I tried to ask for wine, but like they were like, we stopped serving it half an hour ago. I was like, oh, this is weird.
Dicks. How do you stop
wine on an airplane? What was it, last call? Last call. Last call.
Last call for the little airplane bottles of whiskey.
And plus, I didn't really want to spend, you know, $17 on a two-sip bottle of wine.
$17?
I don't know. You know how airplane food is. You've heard all the stand-up comedy jokes about it. How about that airplane food?
Yeah, it's fucking shit.
Oh, but speaking of which, isn't that how we got the name for the possible name for this podcast?
What was
our stand-up comedy tour?
Dead End Friends.
The Dead End Friends tour?
It's a song by them.
Yeah, but Vultures. Wasn't that what we were going to call our tour, though?
Dead End Friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to give a little feedback or a little story behind that name for us? Or should we just...
Dead End Friends, it's a song. The members of the band, it's kind of cool, this band. It's the singer is the bassist of Queens of the Stone Age and Eagles Death Metal. The drummer is the drummer of Nirvana and the Foo Fighters, David Grohl. And the bassist was the bassist from Led Zeppelin.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much just like the Hall of Fame crew right there.
Yeah, really. It really is.
All right, I'll definitely be checking them out after this.
But when I used to grow up, you remember my old house on North French, right?
Yeah.
There was on the bend, that street back there, there was a Dead End sign, and that's where we used to play.
Yeah.
So when I heard that song, I'm like, oh, my God. So I showed it to one of my friends I used to play hockey with, and he was, like, all about it. So that's
Wasn't that street, like, Phillips Street or something?
Yeah, it was Phillips Street. Philip Paul.
Good times.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. So, Gabe, what do you think some of the things that you can make yourself happier, healthier, and more productive are in your daily life? Because that's what I've been trying to do, and I'm not going to lie. Just being, you know, two of those things is the happier and more productive. I have found to be stupid hard, crazy hard.
That's why I don't.
And I mean, and it's not like more productive, like, oh, I cleaned my room and did laundry, but like more fulfillment throughout the day.
I gotcha. I mean, I quit smoking, so fuck you.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Good for you. Good for you, buddy.
Yeah, I was on the vape when you were here.
Yeah, dude, the vape life.
I fucking hate it so much.
You blow fat clouds.
God, I want to blow my fucking brains out.
This PG-13, Gabe. PG-13. We have a younger audience, please.
Oh, fuck younger audience. Shit.
Fuck all you teens.
How did you expect me to behave on this podcast? Did you expect?
I exactly like you are now.
Yep. Yeah, well, sit. There we go. Yeah, I got that.
But for me. But I don't know. I've been trying to. So what I did this morning, and I know you and Rob are probably going to ream me apart for this, was I meditated.
Oh my god.
I know, but it is just. And I've only done it twice so far, but it is just, it's like a weight off your shoulders. And it's just, I've allowed myself to go deeper into my mind, I think. And just trying to find that fulfillment, sort of say.
Well, you can't really find fulfillment in your own mind. You have to go and become fulfilled.
Exactly. But it's, I kind of like, I don't know how to say it. It's like, I'm kind of grasping everything that's going on when I do it. So like, I kind of just bounce thought to thought and not try to dive too deep into it. So it's like, I'm expanding my mental outlook on things.
I mean, the hell are you watching? Tiana is watching some YouTuber right now, and
he's doing surgery videos.
He's doing surgery videos.
Is that legal?
He's doing no surgery.
He's doing like a rhinoplasty right now.
What the fuck? And that's on YouTube?
Yeah. She likes all like the gamer YouTubes, like Markiplier and Jack Septic Eye. Whatever. Septic.
Get it right, Gabe.
I'm sorry. You need to know who that is. Fucking take 7.
Oh, hang on. I thought I had to sneeze. We're good. We're all good. Don't worry. It might come up. It might not.
All right. Well, we try.
I got the sneeze waiting in my nose, and yeah.
That's the best feeling, especially when it's like up in the back of your nose, and it's like.
That's exactly where it is. It's like right under my eyeballs. It wants to come out, but it's not quite ready.
Imagine me tickling your nose right now.
Tickle, tickle, tickle. You know what I think keeps happening is if I move my phone, like if I shake it a certain way maybe, then it like the motion stops the podcast because you can like flick your phone up like you're answering it. And like if you're going to do a podcast by yourself, that's how you can start it, just talking into the microphone like you're just on a phone conversation.
Oh, so you're the fucker who's been ending it.
That's not been proven yet. So
I think we just proved it.
So I'm just going to stand or sit really still.
Just fucking
do. And hopefully nothing happens.
Excuse me.
Yeah, me. We're just going to talk in gibberish the whole time. No, hoi me, no, hoi, yoi.
All right, there, Doodle Bob.
You don't say that.
All right, so when are you coming back to the B-Lo?
Coming back to the B-Lo. So my plan is to come back mid-August because, remember Bradley's like birthday party and like how they go camping every year?
Yeah.
My plan is to kind of make it back to go to be able to go down camping with Rob and all of them.
So you want to be like the drive back, just go to Allegheny.
I didn't want to say it, so I was hoping you would, but
why didn't you want to say it?
California to Allegheny, which is my entire life going down camping.
Bringing everything. Oh. Fucking TV, Xbox.
Xbox, iHome, my entire dresser, my deodorant collection.
Collection?
Well, I was I'm still like unpacking and figuring out what I packed, and I just found like 7 Old Spice Pure Sport deodorants.
Are you sure all those are yours?
Harry!
I don't want to answer that. Because I'm not sure.
Chris! What? Owen!
But go... Oh, whose damn deodorant is this?
God damn it, Owen.
He's a good kid, okay?
I know he is. I love that kid.
He asked me to golf all the time, and I feel so bad.
Fucking because golf like, him.
Well, first of all, I don't even have my clubs out here. And if I'm going to be out here for 3 more months, I'm not going to ship them out and try to find space in the Accord to put them back. Sure. But it's a weird situation because, like, Chris is my ex-stepmom's ex-husband, and he is, like, my ex-half-brother, I guess.
What?
It's weird. I don't know. I'm thinking this all in my head, and I'm saying it at the same time, so I hope it makes sense.
So he's
not really.
He's your ex-stepbrother.
He's my ex-half-stepbrother. I don't even fucking know, dude. I don't know. But... it's just like I was talking with my mom about it, and I don't want to get like too close with him because it doesn't seem like he's got a ton of friends out here, and I don't want to give off that impression. It's like, all hey, buddy, buddy, like hey, let's hang out and you know be friends, and then move away, you know, build that relationship and then move away. And it's like I don't really even want to build that relationship with. In that situation, you know?
Yeah, no, I understand. It's a tough one, you know? You want to be there for him, but you can't let him have a crutch, you know?
Exactly. But
I hear you.
I'm telling you, like, with the NHL playoffs going on, this kid talks shit to me about the Golden Knights. Like, he is like Rob with the Washington Capitals. He'll come and see me. He'll be like, fuck the Penguins. They, you know? I'm like,
yeah, oh. Fuck the Penguins.
Dude, this kid trashes me. He's like, it's the Caps year, bitch. We're going to fucking kick everyone's ass. I'm like, oh my God.
Speaking of the NHL playoffs, who are you rooting for now?
Oh, Golden Knights since round one. But I don't think I would like them to win, but that's just setting the bar too high. As an expansion team coming in their first year and winning the cup, like you, where do you go from there?
Yeah.
So I think the Golden Knights have to lose, but just to piss Rob off, I hope it's like the Winnipeg Jets or someone who wins.
I see the Winnipeg Jets win.
I almost went to the Golden Knights game last Friday. Tom was in Vegas and he messaged me and he goes, he's setting up his kiosk so he'll keep me on standby of if he can come or not, because whatever his kiosk was, he had to do it till like 6 a.m. or whatever, so I wasn't able to go down. But he was at the watch party, and he said there was like 10,000 people outside the Golden Knights arena just watching it. Jesus. Yeah, and I never in my life imagined like sports fans being in Vegas.
They have a lot of other stuff to deal with.
It's crazy.
They used to have an arena football team. I went to one of their games once.
You know what I want? What sporting event I would love to see in my lifetime is the Lingerie Football League. I saw a clip of one of their
really
whatever position they played. She went on the field, chugged like a bottle of Jack Daniels, throws it, and then just keeps playing. Like, I'm sure it's all scripted and everything, but like, that's pretty bad.
Hello.
All right, and we're back for the final.
All right. So where did we end off?
I can't remember.
I thought you listened to it.
Yeah, it was long and I couldn't figure out how to skip it, but it's okay. It's okay.
All right. Well, did we sound good?
You know what, Gabe? As long as you're on here, it sounds perfect.
Aww.
I know. I know.
Thanks, Tiana. Tiana's like,
well, I'd just like to thank you for being on episode 1 of the unnamed podcast at this exact moment.
It's like, it's like episode 0.1.
I think it's episode 0.5.
Episode 0.5.
But it's okay. It's a work in progress, you know. You grow, you learn.
felt
weird not having an unfortunate family. Okay. Yeah, we're trying.
Yeah, but it's cool. I just want to say, you know, thanks for taking the time, Tiana as well, to be on this very special episode.
No problem, buddy. Thank you for, speaking to me from all the way from sunny Simi Valley.
Quick side note, I don't know if you heard, but they're filming Real Bros of Simi Valley Season 2.
You told me. Is it going to be like 30-minute episodes? Or?
I don't know, but I know it was like a 10-episode script. So I'm super excited for that.
Dude, like, we should have like a kickback.
We should have a kickback. Oh my god, maybe that's what we should just call this podcast, is the Kickback Show.
It starts off the opening. We should have a kickback.
You know, Gabe, you might just be a full-time commentator on this podcast with the bread ideas you're coming up with.
Yeah, I've been on fire today.
Yeah, only if we could get the connection to stay, you know. We might have a full 45-minute show, but it's okay.
It's all okay. We're trying.
Yeah. All right, mate. I'll let you go. I appreciate you being on.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Maybe have a cup of coffee. Say hello to the missus for me.
I certainly will. Tiana, Phil says hi.
Bye, Phil.
All right. Thank you.
No problem, man. You take it easy.
All right. Later.
I'll talk to you.